Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week here on Political Coffee and talking about the political issues of the day that, you know, that really do impact your life, whether you may know it or not. And one of those things is what we're watching happen right now. The fall of Saigon all over again. This is particularly sad for me because I was in Afghanistan and I saw its hope, and now it is all gone. It is so sad. More importantly, folks, there are Americans stranded in Afghanistan. And they're pleading for help. And the U.S. military has pulled out. Who's going to help them? You think they're going to be at the hands and the mercy of the Taliban? There's more, and there's lots going on here in Oregon, including the Union County Sheriff, Cody Bowen, who told Governor Kate Brown Friday to go pound sand. To get into that, talk about that, thanks to Corby. Allegedly, the nasal swabs of COVID, you know, COVID testing, allegedly those nasal swabs were made in China, and they have a dangerous chemical in them. Well, that ain't good. Neither is it Senator Dennis Lithicum's acknowledgement in his great newsletter. He's a great conservative from Klamath Falls, Republican, of course. If he's a conservative, because you can't be in the Democrat Party anymore and be a conservative, that's pretty obvious. The mandates. Kids wearing masks in school. Now, in his newsletter, for those of you who have read it, you should read it if you haven't, because it lays it out. It lays out why we had a large, hastily put together rally at the state capitol on Saturday that I didn't even know about on Friday when we had this, when I did this, you know, Freedom Friday radio show that we always do on Fridays here in Political Coffee. Well, I didn't know about it. Didn't know about it until later in the afternoon when I was asked to be the MC. Otherwise, I'd have told you about it and asked you to come and show up. Folks, there were hundreds and hundreds of parents and kids. And it was all about standing up and not parents, people standing up. So the kids and their grandkids are not required to wear a mask at school, as Kate Brown has put forward another one for unconstitutional edicts. Now, that leads me to one other thing that I think is incredibly important for you friends to understand. And I want to thank who sent this to me. I want to thank Peter Reddy. Now, there's another Peter that sends me what can only be described as true hate emails. So I don't bother with him. What do you do? What are your rights on vaccine mandates specifically? The Rutherford Institute, which is in Charlottesville, Virginia, is a well-known think tank, conservative. And Peter, I want to thank you for sending me their missive on this. What they believe are your legal rights. I'm going to get into that about forced vaccinations, what the courts have said, compelled vaccinations, which are different private employers. And the protocol for requesting a religious accommodation in the workplace. Now, this is a long involved document. But the Rutherford Institute has a form letter that you can use. And if I can find this on their website, because all I have is a PDF and I will try to find it out there. You should read this. If you are an employee in a company or the state of Oregon, and you want to make use of the religious exemption, this is very important for you to take a look at it. Because even Kate Brown acknowledges there has to be a religious exemption. Now, at this rally on Saturday, that I was a part of, that I did the emceeing for at the state capitol. I'm going to tell you that I had a state employee who shall remain nameless. I didn't know this person, but this person came up and introduced themselves to me. Said what agency they worked for and asked me what are their legal options here. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't really know, but I do rely on others like Rutherford Institute and others to seriously put forth the parameters of a legal exemption. Now, I got last night I talked to a firefighter and his family were at this event on Saturday, their kids. I got an email or actually a text message from a friend of mine. Because, you know, I spent 30 years in the fire service, so I have a lot of people there that I know. And one of them texted me and said they have not been yet. He's a professional paid firefighter. They've not yet been required to take the vaccination. They think they will. Now, the firefighters union needs to get involved here. My guess is that they're going to try to cut some kind of a deal with Kate Brown. They're not going to fight it. Just like the SEIU isn't going to fight it, but rather they're going to use it as a bargaining opportunity. Remember we talked about that? So they're going to get bought off by money rather than standing up for your rights. Anyway, this firefighter wants to know what his options are. So I will send this to him later because he is a friend, but this is why I want to have this Rutherford Institute, both the form letter and what your rights are, and the case law. Obviously, lawyers have written this. Now, all right, lawyers can argue, and they do argue all day long in front of the courts about these things. But, you know, friends, we have to start somewhere. And what I told my firefighter friend is, as I have told a couple of other people, including Walt, to talk to Ray Hackey here in Salem. He is a lawyer practicing with the Pacific Justice Institute. He was one of the two lawyers along with Kevin Mannix that sued Kate Brown early on last year. Remember that? It was the Baker County decision, and the Oregon Supreme Court immediately slapped it down. And you know why? Four of those seven members, soon to be five of the seven members of the Oregon Supreme Court that are going to have been appointed by Kate Brown. They're going to do whatever she says. Ray Hackey was one of the lawyers involved in it. Now this, as this vaccine mandates go forward, and they are, federal government and so forth, this no doubt is going to get tried before the federal judges. And this, again, is the wonderful thing about Donald Trump having been divinely appointed by God, I believe, to be our president, is he put a lot constitutional conservative judges on the bench. We have an opportunity somewhere. Get this in front of, ultimately, I believe, the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's going to happen quickly. So, having said all of that, I'm going to go back to what this state employee said to me Saturday at this family-friendly event. By the way, after my experience a week prior on the Portland waterfront with Antifa viciously and unprovokedly attacking our group of praying Christians, physically attacking us, as you know. Antifa was threatening this event also. So the Proud Boys then said they were going to be there. Well, I think some of them were, but they were incognito, to be sure. Antifa never showed up. At least they didn't show up to attack us. I think the Antifa group in Salem is a little bit different than the Portland Antifa group. Maybe not quite as radical, but I will tell you this. I made sure the Oregon State Police at the Capitol knew what was going on. Now, they have a great intel unit. OSP does. They monitor this stuff, so they know. There was a lot of security there protecting families and a lot of little kids at this event. There was a lot of security there, and they were around the perimeter, and you could just kind of pick out who they were. They were not wearing Proud Boys stuff. By and large, I noticed a few Proud Boys logos here and there, but you know, they didn't have helmets on. They didn't have guns, although there were some people carrying, and that's their right, because the Senate Bill 554 has not yet taken in effect. Okay? It hasn't taken effect yet because a petition has been filed, as you know. If you have not gone and signed the petition, you should do so. You must do so. It's responsibleresponse.com. This is our opportunity. You can print off the single signer petition to say, we want to vote on your gun storage bill that, by the way, makes it illegal for us as legal citizens to carry a weapon legally, as we can today, as we did Saturday, as I did Saturday on the state capitol grounds. That will become illegal 91 days after the close of the legislation or the close of the legislative session, unless we get enough signatures. ResponsibleResponse.com. This state employee that I met Saturday said to me, here's the deal. Yeah, supposedly we have a religious exemption, but the word is that Kate's going to make it almost impossible to get one. We'll see about that. So here is the form letter, the Rutherford Institute. I want to get into all of this with you. There's a lot to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am and Jeff at KSLM.news. It's going to be warmer today. We get a little bit of some cool air, maybe a shower or two tomorrow. That'll be welcome news for forest fires. But if you're not happy in your home because it's really hot, call Freedom Heating and Air, folks. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. They've been in business here in the Salem area for well over 40 years. And you know why? Because they do a really good job with emergency services. They take care of you quickly. We've had stories here from some of our listeners who've had that experience. So you know what? Check them out. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They'll get out there quickly. They've got great discounts for veterans and for seniors. Back in a moment. It's 6:20 in the morning. I want to share with you why I'm so sad about what's happening in Afghanistan. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to ask you this question. Is it child abuse to require children to wear masks? One of the things that was pointed out by one of the speakers Saturday at the rally at the Capitol This was for parents saying no to masks in schools for their kids. One of the things that was profoundly argued is that it is harmful to kids to require them to wear a mask all day. That slows down their oxygen uptake. Under the strict definitions of the law, isn't that child abuse? Senator Dennis Linthicum says it is. In his latest piece from his website, August 10th, he released his piece of this. He says, Governor Brown has issued two mask mandates just weeks after lifting them, this time for K-12 students, the group least likely to become seriously ill, be hospitalized, pass the virus to others, or die from COVID-19, and state employees. The death rate for children is lower than that of a seasonal flu, for which the governor failed to implement mask mandates in years prior. The new K-12 mask mandates requires everyone, regardless of vaccination status or natural immunity, to wear a mask at school. And he goes on to talk about a number of things. He, in essence, is saying, without saying it, he thinks this is child abuse. Although he does say in his next to last paragraph, and I quote from the last sentence, and to force kids needlessly into masks is abusive. You think it is child abuse. Now, could there be any kind of a legal argument? Not likely. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Lots of emails from over the weekend, and I will do my best to get to them. Thanks, Freddie. If you've seen the price of gas, Freddie sent me a text, and it is the comparison at just pump prices. Now, I'm not sure where it was from, but it's under Trump, the price of gas at $1.22 for regular. The price of gas under Biden, $5.59. Now, it depends on where this was, but still, it's illustrating. And he writes this: most Americans don't understand economics because of those mean tweets gave them butt hurts. Yeah, the suburban women just didn't like Donald Trump because of those mean tweets. And they don't like the bad orange man, so they were going to vote against him no matter what. And they did. Do you think they connect the dots that voting for Joe Biden instead of the mean orange man has dramatically raised their cost of living? Do you think they'll connect the dots? Well, this is where you come in, because you can do just like Freddie did. You can say to that persuadable person who, you know, maybe said, I didn't like Trump. I didn't vote for him. You say to him, how do you like the cost of living? How do you like inflation? Seen the price at the pump? Seen your grocery store prices? Have you checked the price of lumber? Yeah. So I am deeply saddened by what's going on in Afghanistan. I was there in 2006 at the Oregon National Guard as an embedded radio broadcaster. I saw the model, and I saw it working. How that nation could, in its very first time ever, develop a national identity. I saw the model. I saw how it could work. It's long and involved. I'm not going to get into it. But folks, it was working. And then after I left and when Obama came into office, he destroyed it all in how he signaled. We were not only pulling out of there, that they were on their own again. That's when the Afghan troops turned on our soldiers that were teaching them how to fight, teaching them as a military to be the example of how you could have a national identity. Obama destroyed all of that, negotiated with the Taliban, and there you go. Trump came along and said, okay, since it's a losing battle, we're out of here. Probably the smart thing to do. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Art. Ron, you may have to hang on through the bottom of the hour break, but to see what's happening in Afghanistan, it is exactly what happened in the fall of Saigon. It is sickening because of the interpreters and their families and all the people that worked with the military. I can tell you stories that would make you want to throw up, folks. And it's going to happen again. It's happening right now. Art, go.
Yeah, pray for our country, because this situation has made us a lot weaker, and we got to stand up and make improvements, because Joe Biden is going to destroy our country and our safety, et cetera. But this mask mandate thing, Jeff, obviously the masks are detrimental to our kids. However, we have a big problem here in Oregon, because we got the health authority who says it's okay, but we also got people in our state legislature, and I'm sorry, I forgot what her name was, but I heard her in an interview this weekend, and unfortunately, she's a pulmonologist. She thinks there should be a mask mandate, and that all this garbage is okay. The bad thing about this, Jeff, is we're getting narratives from the Democrats that are wrong just to push their agenda, including our own Oregon Health Authority. These people are despicable. They really aren't following the science, okay? And they really don't give a damn that to push their agenda, and it's really sad. So this woman who is our state legislature is a pulmonologist, yeah, and she is making it worse for us, because, of course, she's siding with the health authority and siding with Kate Brown, and all they care about is their money and power. They don't care about the health of all of us.
Hey, you're right about that. Well said, Art. 6:30, back in a moment. Ron.
Great day, Jeff.
Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Four minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to go to Ron in just a moment. Here's what we're talking about. Is it child abuse for Kate Brown to mandate wearing a mask for children in our K-12 school systems? Also, the fall of Afghanistan, Kabul. And we have a county sheriff over in Union County telling Kate Brown to go pound sand. So also did the county commissioners of Coos County. Actually, Curry County, Coos County? No, Curry County Board of Commissioners. Yeah. Said Kate Brown, nope, we're not enforcing any. No county employee is going to enforce any of your mandates. Revolt is happening. Parental rights under attack. Senator Dennis Linthicum, Republican conservative, says, yeah, it's abusive to require kids to wear masks in school. So is it? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks for hanging on over the break. I appreciate it. Go.
Yes, that'd be House District 36. That's Miss Reynolds that wants to tell us how we need to raise our kids and to require a mask. How dare she? How dare all these other fake doctors and everybody else in the legislature of the one side of the party push these type of regulations dictatorially won't they just go ahead and violate some, keep violating Nuremberg courts that Truman signed in 48? Why do they keep pushing the narrative? You know why they keep pushing the narrative? A pig is always hungry. It's never tired of eating, as long as you keep food in front of it. Just like the pigs that was in Animal Farm. That's the Democrat Party. The Demo-Marxists, that's what they are. The Demo-Marxists. Yep, and they will utilize their Soros fascists to do their work when we don't comply. And it was nice to see that they got their butts spanked in Los Angeles. Very handedly. Yes, they did. You know that group that say they're anti-fascists? Yeah, they're so fascist, and they got the butt spanked. But overall, what we have to keep doing is keep defy. During the times of tyranny, it's time to stand up and beat it back so we can keep our liberties peacefully, respectfully, but we shall not comply. Because to comply is to strangle our kids mentally, physically, give them anxiety, and keep pushing suicide and drug rates off the charts like they are right now. It's sad. It's depressing. And the only ones can stop it is us, the people. At least until election time 2022.
You know, what's interesting is that there is now pushback nationally in the national news media, the talking heads, about the Nuremberg Code, and that forced vaccinations don't violate the Nuremberg Code. Now, you could predict that, Ronnie. Now, how do we fight back at the local level?
The way you fight back at the local level is this. Number one, you go to your, keep going to your caring commissioners, question them, pin them in the corner with questions of reason. Remind them what the history of the past, whether it's from Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, Austria, before it came to Germany, these actions from Russia and Italy. For us to forsake and not remember our history is to doom it and repeat it. And that's a thing the Democrats always want to do. They want to keep switching up cards like you're playing three-card money. You can never find the P because they don't want you to find the P. They'll keep you in stirred and keep you in divisiveness. This is where we have to put pressure and come out and say, hey, you're a servant of the people, not our dictators. You are not my masters. You're not the like the Duke and Duchess of Martha's Vineyard. You're not over us. We have to specify that. We have to stand, support those representatives and senators that will do that. I don't care what party they are. This here is a human rights violation, what they're trying to do to our kids. And if they really want to get down to it, go all the way back to the Magna Carta. It tells us exactly what we have to do. On our religious faith and convictions, use it. Insist on the American Disability Act like my adopted sister had to do in California as a teacher. She get aphylactic shock wearing a mask. And they try and tell her this and that. She says, I can do my job. You can put, you know. It ain't her job to go through and be forcing so she can't do her job. It is our job as a citizens to make sure she has the assistance and the needs so she can do it.
You're right. And Ronnie, I'm going to let you go because you've hit on the central thing. Folks, we need to be active at the local level. This is where we can make the greatest difference. So county commissioners, yeah. And I want to state again, it is the Curry County Commission. Thank you, Pastor Jim Moore, for asking me to clarify. The Curry County Commissioners in Curry County said no to Kate Brown. We are not enforcing any of your COVID stuff anymore. The Union County Sheriff, clear across the other side of the state, wrote her a letter, said, we're done with this. I'm paraphrasing. So, what do we do? what will you do? You need to go to your school boards. You need to go to your county commission. You need to say no more. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Before I go to the next call, I want to thank Pfeiffer Roofing for being one of our great sponsors of both this radio station and this show. They have this new product called RoofMax. If you haven't heard about it, here's what you need to know about it. It is a soybean-based product that they spray on your asphalt shingle roof that rejuvenates them and gives you more years of life and at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. There's a great video about how they do this. It's on their website. You can go to PfeifferRoofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com, or give them a call. And they'll come out and give you a free estimate, tell you all, and you can watch the video. They'll share with you all the great benefits of this product that you can only get from them. They've been in business here since 1978. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Rebecca, you're up. Go.
Week before. I called in because I had watched a man in Alberta, Canada, who on his own, without any lawyer, had demanded that he would wear a mask if they could prove that there was a virus for which he needed to wear a mask. And the health authority there, which I've been saying ever since they formed this under Obamacare, the health authority is not about health, it's about authority. And he got the judge to require the health authority had come into the courtroom, and she stated in court that there was no evidence that there is a reason to. She couldn't present anything in court. Anyway, I heard last night on Alex Jones that the state of Alberta has now weaseled out of what happened in court. And so there's another man who has to show up in court, and he's using a lawyer, and the lawyer his work is going to be available and viewable, he said, I think next week. But the lawyer is presenting a more foolproof template for how to present to demand in court that the state demonstrate that there's a reason, because there is no reason.
Well, okay, so do you think then that is a possibility of what could happen here?
Well, it's kind of like the Rutherford Institute providing a letter, a form that anybody can access. That's what this guy on Alex Jones said. And a lot of this stuff is available on Frank's Speech. I suppose I could go on Frank's Speech today and see if I can find out who's doing this and what their lawyer is. But he said it's going to be available to the public, what this lawyer creates, so that people can use it as a template. Because I know when you're faced with something in court, your lawyer doesn't necessarily know all, and you have to pay through the nose for him to create something. But if somebody has already provided a template, it's not so expensive. Anyway,
well,
thank you so much for being
so
here, Jeff.
Thank you, Rebecca. I mean, this is. All of you that are state employees, all of you who are justifiably concerned, those of you who are government employees, and you're worried about this, friends, this is how. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to share with you the Rutherford Institute, how you push back, your religious exemption. Now, what happens if you're not religious? Well, that's another thing altogether, but let's talk about the religious exemption. It is 6:48. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. The Rutherford Institute, friends, has put out what I think is an important document that you, and if you're concerned about what's going to happen here in terms of forced vaccinations for you as an adult because of who you work for. Okay, so what do we do about that? Well, here's what it is, and I will find it and put it on the show plan. And it is for both government and, well, private employees. Rutherford Institute out of Charlottesville, Virginia, long established conservative think tank. It says, know your rights. How to request a religious accommodation from COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the workplace. Your right to bodily integrity is one of the first points they make, has been regularly recognized by courts in America. They cite some state law here. Forced vaccinations. And they go clear back to the 1905 case of Jacobson versus Massachusetts. The Supreme Court, this is the smallpox one. Well, they make the argument that this is different. It is. And I would agree. Compelled vaccinations are what is coming at us, friends. And they talk about the protocols for requesting religious accommodation in the workplace. All workplaces, folks, both governmental. And they cite, by the way, there's a lot of citing of actual cases and so forth here in this document. So your employer has to provide reasonable accommodations to you if you do not want to take the shot, the jab, including the religious exemption. Now, that may include this business of having to be tested weekly, okay? But my point is that the Rutherford Institute here has this form letter that is an example of what you could give to your employer. Again, there's a lot of citing in this. This is somewhat complicated, but it covers those of you who work for private employers, government employers, including colleges, universities, and the military. The Rutherford Institute also has a legal department. They will help defend your rights. And that is all part of this document. Again, I will try to get this for you so that you can have it and use it effectively if you're concerned about it. If you're someone and you're pretty sure, like my firefighter friend, that you're going to be required to take the shot, at least from a religious exemption standpoint, this document, I think, lays it out very well. All right, let's go to Pastor Jim Moore, who's on Salem House of Prayer, joins us. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I'll make this short. First of all, thank you for your ongoing battle here that you're doing. I really appreciate it. Just a couple quick comments, two issues. First of all, Union and Coos County governmental officials that are making a stand. I just want to strongly encourage everyone, regardless of their faith, to write a letter to these guys. Take the time to find out how to communicate with them via email or some other way and just give them some courage. There's a great deal of momentum that builds when someone stands alone. They feel alone. And the more that people encourage them, the more it gives other people courage to go ahead and do the same. So that's my point, number one. And then number two, as a pastor, I speak to the
believers in God. And I'm not going to say the religious community, even though the government calls it a religious exemption. Statistics say 90-some percent of the population of the globe believes in God. That qualifies you right there. You don't have to. And this is one time where really church members or people that haven't been to church a while, but they simply believe in God. This should be something that they use to their benefit. As long as the government still has the obligation to respond to that, and that may not last forever, we need to band together and use that. And I want to say that the church and religious people, believers in God, let's generalize it that way, have, to a large extent, part of this is really our fault. And I know that that might be a little hard pill to swallow, but the truth is, one of your callers had talked about the king and queen of Martha's Vineyard. For a long time, that's kind of how we treated it. You know, as long as the government isn't oppressing, then we kind of just sit back and let them do their work. And we've never been here before, is what I'm saying, at least most of us, my generation. And we're going to have to do what we haven't done before, and that is make a stand. We need to flood these things with pushback. That is the only thing that's going to keep power grabbers from grabbing the power, is believing yes. that the majority of the yes. people are against what they're doing. So that's it.
Yeah, well said, Pastor. And it's time that pastors stood up.
Absolutely.
And said no more to this. I mean, our church service yesterday, there were a few people, very few people that put masks on. And our pastor said it from the pulpit, says, if you want to wear a mask, feel free to wear a mask. We're not going to require it.
Right. Right.
And friends,
the truth is,
that's where we need to go.
They will eventually come for you, even if you're vaccinated, even if you yes. wear a mask.
Yes.
This is still a fight for liberty. They will come for you eventually. If this goes, it'll go to the next level. So,
you're absolutely right. Pastor, thank you so much. Always good to hear your voice. Pastor Jim Moore, Salem House of Prayer. So, friends, is it child abuse to require children to have to wear a mask in school? This is a big deal. This is all about liberty. And I will find the Rutherford Institute's letter on religious exemption and the case law. It is very instructive. I think that they could offer you some help also, as also I think Ray Hackey could, Pacific Justice Institute. He's a lawyer here in Salem. So I also want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors. He has... Well, he lives his faith. He lives his faith and in his work. And you know that if you go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. He is a contractor that you can trust to do it right and to do it your way and not disrupt your life with a really bad bathroom remodel that takes forever or a kitchen remodel. It's not how they operate. Go to his website and look at the great customer testimonials from some really happy, satisfied customers. Eric Kaser, Righteous Renovations, righteousrenovations.com. Thanks for joining us today, friends. There'll be more. The show plan will be up soon, and you can look at all the stories that I've referenced for today. Pray for Afghanistan. Pray for the Americans that are still stranded there now, because Joe Biden couldn't figure out how to get them out of there in time. Back tomorrow. Hope you're going to